Hey everyone, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are TLC Coaches, helping people in Act Two of Life. Hey everybody, here we are. Why do you always laugh? You always laugh whenever I
don't know. Give like a I little. Just, when you do that.
Why?
Here we are.
Okay, here we are. What?
No? Yeah, let's go. Okay, let's do this.
So we are so excited. I guess less than a month now, we were sort of chosen. We applied to be part of an epic marriage summit with On the Brighter Side of Life with Monica Tanner. And we're so excited about this because we obviously got to choose our topic, and basically the premise was your marriage is in trouble. You know, how can you save it? And so we came up with, how to rescue, revise, and rejuvenate your relationship. We like alliteration.
Apparently we like ours.
We like ours. And so as we were working on this, we were like, oh wow, everything has to be an R now. But it's not. So we kind of want to give you a little tidbit of it, and we'll make sure that we put the link in the podcast episode notes so that you can check out the summit. It's a free summit, and there's tons of really awesome presenters at it. The Ayers are in there. A bunch of people that I look up to are in there, so I'm excited about that. But I just want to say really quick, this thought just came to my mind. I don't know about you, Ty, but in my coaching, I really pay attention to thoughts that come as I'm coaching. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to call it what it is. I believe that we knew we were supposed to do this, and we are living in a way that the Spirit is with us. And so I just call it the Spirit. I'm like, this is just what it is. And so, not to get all spiritual, but a little bit.
Well,
so when I get thoughts come to my brain, I say them. And one of the thoughts that came to me was, I really like to make this point when I'm coaching people, and that is, a coach doesn't necessarily have it all together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, I worry about that sometimes. And I know our coach tells me, Lindsay, it's not about you. I'm like, okay. But I still tend to kind of worry. Like, I never want to come across as someone who acts like we have it all figured out.
Yeah.
But anyway, just wanted to say that.
I love that.
I think
always worried about being authentic and just letting people know that you're just, you know, you're a person. And I think that's why people like hearing you speak, why they want to listen to you, why they want to be coached by you, because you are always trying to be authentic.
I hope so. I hate that word. That's such a trendy word. You know, I hate trendy.
It's not trendy.
I hate trendy.
It is the actual word you should use, though.
Authentic. Can we think of another word?
I will tell you. So in my coaching, I've coached people who are, I would consider to be like way better off. And why do they want to be coached by me? It's not they want to be coached by me because I am this kind of person they want to be. I'm coaching because I have skills and...
Yeah.
And I have knowledge that is useful to that person.
An experience.
It's kind of like, what was the analogy that Dr. Paul pulled out? You know, we have these athletes who are coached by people who are not professional athletes.
Yeah,
they just happen to know the sport that they, you know.
Yeah, totally.
We happen to have experience in the sport of life here.
Yeah.
And so we can coach it.
Right. So I think today in our podcast episode, we're not going to give it all away because we want you to go to the Epic Marriage Summit. And just because it's about marriage, even if you're not married, I know it'll be useful in any relationship. So anyway, the first topic that we're going to talk about today in the podcast is rescue, like how to rescue your marriage. And I think rescue implies that you're going to save somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not what we're saying.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? I know. But this is not about rescuing your partner. I think back in the olden days, we're evolving. But I think back in the olden days, relationships were kind of all about, I have needs that you're supposed to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my love languages. Please do these things for me you know, say these things to me because of my needs and vice versa. But I think, especially with so many more people getting into life coaching, I think we're realizing that no, my happiness is on me and your happiness is on you.
Yeah, it's my responsibility to take care of my needs.
Right. And then what's cool about that is that we just get to kind of come in the middle and, you know, my happiness is not dependent upon you. And so we meet in the middle and just get to love on each other. Why are you laughing?
Can't wait for the playback on that one.
Because of what that means? Okay, yeah.
No, but anyway. We're in a relationship because we've committed to be together through this life. We're committed to be husband and wife together. We chose each other because of the things that we saw in each other, what we see in our relationship, and that didn't include you being my emotional guardian.
Right.
I am my emotional guardian.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean that sometimes we don't lean on each other. Because, I mean, there's times when I'll be just an emotional wreck and I cry in your arms. And
right.
You're kind of my strength. But
there's a difference between support and
yeah.
And guardian, I guess.
Yeah.
You're not the one who's standing guard, making sure everything's okay for me.
Right.
But you're my support when I need it.
Right.
That's what we committed to.
It's true. So anyway, but one of the things about rescuing is recognizing that there is a problem or some problems.
Well, you have to recognize that there's
something to rescue.
Yeah, you have to. I think that's, when we were talking about this, I was going back to our own experience and how there had to be this moment where we go, whoa. We've drifted from who we are or what we want to be.
Right.
So there has to be this recognizing that, wait a minute, we're not on the same path that we wanted to be on.
Right. So one of the things in recognizing in that is remembering kind of, we put down remembering what you fell in love with, but I think maybe why too. Like what did I fall in love with about you? Why did I fall in love with
you? I don't know. Why did
you your smile, your big lips, your kindness. Want me to keep going? Yeah. So
I didn't say stop.
So anyway, do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah. What did you fall in love with in the first place? So if it's, I kind of liken it to, you know, you're driving along and you've lost your way. Before the GPS, we just had maps, and so you had to break out the map and go, okay, now where were we,
right.
Where are we headed, and where did we get off? You know, where did things go awry? And that way you can actually either decide we need to backtrack and go back to our original plan, or say, hey, you know what, the path that we're on is fine, let's just, you know, find our new way. So remembering and going back and reminiscing and talking about all those things that we fell in love with in the beginning allows us to have more choice and more opportunity to decide what we're going to be moving forward. Either, wow, we've really pulled away from things that we really love and want to be, let's get back to that. Or, you know what, the path we're on is fine, or there's this other path over here, let's try this. You know, but you have to actually sit down and look at the map again and decide, what do you really want?
Love it. So you mentioned this just briefly just now, but reminiscent practices. And so you might not know, everybody that's listening, but Tyler is, yes, we're certified life coaches, but Tyler is also a clinical licensed psychologist.
And wow, that's the nicest you've ever said it.
What do I? Oh, you just say you're a shrink. I know. I don't feel like shrink is derogatory, but I guess it is. Whatever. So I just think it's fun to say it that way. He's a shrink. Anyway, Ty is a psychologist. And this is a practice that you have a lot of your older folks do.
Yeah, it's really great in my practice.
Yeah.
But it's also fantastic for anyone. What it does is it connects.
Well, explain
you.
What it is. What is a reminiscent practice?
A reminiscent practice. Well, okay. So really what you're doing is you are utilizing your memories to elicit an emotion. So if you're feeling down, you're feeling disconnected, you're feeling isolated from the people that you love, break out your photo album, start looking through memories, go into that, break out that old jar of cinnamon and just smell it for a while and think about, you know, holidays and Christmas time and all that stuff, reminisce. What you want to do is tap into your senses. What do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? What do you taste? You know, all that stuff. And what does it remind you of? And then go on that journey of the memory. And what it will do is elicit emotion. So in the case of couples, you know, what are the things that you used to do, see, smell, blah, blah, blah. And then try to relive that with your partner And it will elicit those old emotions that, you know, the Lindsay, you're always talking about you miss the butterflies and you miss all sometimes. That stuff. Well, doing a reminiscent practice can remind you what that felt like.
Totally. So one of the things that we do, and we don't do it very often, but it is helpful to us, is Ty and I, in, I don't know, first 10 years of our marriage, I guess, we did a lot of musical theater together where we performed together and we performed a lot of leading roles opposite each other. And one of the things that we do on occasion is go back and sing some of the old songs from the old shows.
Yep.
And that totally is a reminiscent practice for me because... Yep. I just remember that, oh yeah, this is something that we do that's not why we love each other. Like, I don't love you because you have a good singing voice and you're a good actor and you're good on stage, you know?
Really? That's all right.
I mean, it's fun, but it isn't everything in our marriage,
right?
But it is a cool part of our marriage. And it's just a neat feeling and cozy memory.
Yeah. I get the same feeling, like, you know, it's that's a silly thing, but... We just recently went to the theater, and then the smell, there's a distinct smell of a theater. It's kind of that, I don't know, I can't even describe it. But when you get into one, it's like, oh, yeah. And it just brings things back. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so then the last thing that we're going to talk about, and again, this isn't the whole thing that we're going to be doing at the summit, but is just recommitting. You know, I said to Tyler recently, I'm so grateful that our kids will never need to know what divorce feels like. Mm. And this is not to bag on anybody who's divorced. I think there are plenty of grounds for divorce. And that's not where we're going with this right now. But I'm just grateful that we are constantly recommitting to each other and to our marriage and realizing that we're not doing this perfectly and there's no perfect way.
Yep. I agree. And then in that recommitting, there's needs to be an acknowledgement of this is where we are right now. And I commit to you here and now.
Right.
Not I'm just committing back to when things were perfect and I want to go back. No, it's committing here and now. In fact, there was someone that I saw recently online. I can't remember who it is. They renew their vows every year. Seems like that's a little on the extreme side, but I like the idea of just saying here, right now, I recommit to you forever.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks, hon.
Is that it for today?
That's all for today, folks. Remember that if you have any interest in doing a session with us, like a discovery session, totally free, and you go to tlccoaches.com, give us your email, send in, and that takes you to Calendly that will help you schedule an appointment with either Tyler and I both together, or just Tyler, or just I. Just I?
Just me.
Okay, there we go. Grammar, guys. That's a real thing. Okay. Peace and love. Goodbye. Hey, guys. Before you go, here's the deal. If you like what you've heard, please like it, share it, tell your friends, take a screenshot of it, and post it. I know every podcaster asks you to do that, but there's a reason. It's because it helps us get the word out about the good that we're trying to do in the world to more people. So come on, please. Okay, bye-bye.